Queen decided to show up today. We're talking Billboard Music Awards. Sia Moon's here, and Amira's gonna give us a live performance. Stay tuned.
Fuck you.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
Okay. Yeah.
We're not supposed to be looking at
our cameras right there. If you got a light today, put it up in the air.
I love him.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives. The beat,
I love
a little
him.
Bit of Bruno Mars, Versace on the floor from the Billboard Music Award 2017.
I love him.
Hey, yeah, I'm joined in the studio by Miss Queen.
Hi, guys. Ooh, I'm
Mr.
back.
Carter.
We already know, though.
Hey, and we're super excited because we got the homies in studio. We got Miss Sia Moon.
Hey, your
all
favorite
day,
girl.
My favorite girl.
Hey, and Queen been talking about her, trying to get her in studio, and she's here. Miss Amira.
Amira.
Hello, what's up?
Hey, yeah. Amira, welcome.
It's ladies
Thank you
night
for
here.
Having me.
Right?
All right, so did we watch the Billboard Awards?
No.
I did. Oh.
We didn't catch it.
I was working.
None of us watched it.
Right. No.
I was working, but I did hear some news. I heard Drake won 13 awards.
Which... Yeah. Well, okay. I need to understand who doing the numbers, because the Billboard Awards is supposed to all be all about the numbers.
Yes. Okay.
Drake, you did not break no record, because Janet Jackson still holds the record
15.
Yeah.
15.
And I believe she got one. It was 13 in one night.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
So, off that
I wonder why they're saying he broke the record.
He didn't break no record. Do you know the millennials?
Well,
don't
no, they were going. It was like something against him and Adele. Like every year, like Adele would win it, and then it would push Drake back.
So I think he broke the newest record since Adele.
Between the two of them, whatever they had going on. Sorry, but Janet been
here. Right, been here.
Which also, Jen, I'm like, girl, like we don't need the tour right now. Like, just you just got the divorce, you having the baby. Like,
oh, she's gonna be on fire.
She's
gonna be on fire.
She's
gonna be on fire.
To slay. Are you kidding me?
This is the best time for Janet to go on tour.
Right, she's been on hold for how long? With this man,
Janet Jackson has just had a child.
So,
to me, the most important thing Janet Jackson needs to be worrying about is her 15-year-old
child.
Janet
want to make sure she
been
that
wanting
she,
this baby.
No,
she
Janet
probably
got to
get some bands real quick.
And Janet want to make sure that Janet
Wait,
still
did
has
she just
it.
Get some bands
she got some
from
bands
that
from that divorce,
oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
she don't want to lose
she got
it.
Paid,
I'm like,
imagine, right? But imagine being home watching Beyonce, watching all these people performing, and you're like, damn, you're sitting
now. Now that the baby is here, let me
get my body back right. And
you know
show
she's
them
about
what's
to
the
so,
okay,
so wait,
she's
so then let me ask this: y'all prefer? So maybe the question arose that it was like, okay, do you want to do a tour or do you want to do an album? I would prefer a tour than another album.
She's probably going to do both.
She's probably going to do
no,
both.
No, and Janet. Yeah.
I doubt
Janet
both.
Janet might do
both. Or something.
Oh, wait, have we really been checking for Janet's
that's
music the past few...
And that's
few...
what I'm saying. No, she just released that album, and wasn't nobody really checking for that.
That single,
I want a tour.
A tour.
And the tour wasn't doing well. Like,
right.
It was,
I went
so
to the tour.
I'm like,
really kind of lackluster.
How was it?
It was good. I loved it. And I can't wait until she gets back out, because I know she's going to revamp everything. She's going to add some more stuff.
I mean, I'm here for it. I'm here for the tour. I'm just like...
Has she been sitting too
long?
Let's
see. I think she needs to.
That's all it is. Right. It's just to feed that. It's like what we see at the Billboard Awards. You know what I mean? It was interesting. It was nice to see, you know, like someone like Cher. She comes out. She comes out, does the things again. But I liked what she did say. She said, I was lucky. Because I think it was good for an idol to say something like that to these millennials right now. Because it's like... When you listen to the music that is being put out here, it's like, a lot of this is
Would have never made
got
it.
By. Yeah.
yeah. back then. Yeah. Never. Yeah. Never.
So
ever.
I liked that Cher put that message out there. And then I loved how Celine Dion came from that chandelier.
I have to Everybody's living for Celine.
I'm so mad I missed it.
You guys, when I tell you,
the
like,
clips are all on.
I saw clips.
I was never a Celine Dion fan because my mom, every Sunday would play Celine Dion.
Okay.
So when I hear Celine Dion, I think like vacuuming. Smell of lemon dust.
Right.
But I saw Celine in concert. Yes.
Like Mary J. for black people.
Celine and Mary J. is a Sunday kind of a day. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You might even find a little Sade down there. But I saw Celine in concert. Like, I used to clown on my mom, like, Celine Dion, so corny. Until I saw this woman in concert. Never in my life have I been to a concert where she hit a note and my entire body reacted. I got goosebumps. I physically stood up out of my seat and I felt like I had to pee. I'm so serious. She sang the song called I Surrender. Never had heard that song, bitch. No. I felt like I was surrendering.
Wow.
So when I saw people, my heart will go on. Like, I wanted to hate that, like, because it was so outplayed. But to see people still crying to that song, because I remember when it came out, people were really...
Titanic.
Yep.
That is iconic.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to come in with Bruno Mars because, to me, out of all the performances that night, when he did Versace on the floor, I was sitting in my house and I was just like, this is an iconic moment. This song, the simplicity of the performance, like everything he's delivering right now is iconic.
He's a superstar.
Yeah, he's a superstar.
He's one of my absolute favorites.
Yeah,
for sure.
I bought it. If I paid for the album, he can get my money any day.
Right.
And I would go see him perform.
Yeah, he has a long tour coming up, too.
Yeah.
For real?
Until like 2019 or something.
At the Forum, he's going to be at the Forum for like 4 nights in November.
I'm going.
Everything.
I'm going, too.
I'm going.
Yeah.
I want
to
go.
go to a few shows.
Someone I was really excited to see was Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
The thing is... All right, we jamming out. The thing about Nicki, though, I felt like she tried a little too hard to give us a Lemonade situation, and it was more like a Minute Maid situation.
Oh, I have to see
because she hung
Minute Maid.
Okay. It was a little
Minute Maid.
That's because
the pink
hung.
One.
What did she do?
It was more like a Fruitopia.
No, not Fruitopia.
Okay,
tapioca.
All right, wait, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Remy Ma won the battle, but Nicki Minaj proved at the Billboard Awards she won the war.
Like, right, okay.
Literally what she did, she opened the show up, showcasing, like, hi, here's all my hits. Like, J-Lo, a few years ago, you wanted to do everybody's hits. Well, no, bitch, here's all mine.
Right.
And it was like, do. And it, for me, as a Nicki Minaj fan, I was like, okay, I'm proud of Nicki right now. Yeah. Like, these are all real hits.
Right.
So then she performs every song that she just released to shade Remy Ma. And... I don't know. It was like some of the costuming and the dancing with it. It was just kind of like
she was trying.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it was just like,
and that was probably her first time doing something like that.
Yeah.
If that, like, the reason why Beyonce shit goes over so smooth is because this is what she does.
This
is consistent. This is a part of her.
Exactly.
This is what she does on a regular basis. In order for Nicki to pull off some iconic shit like that, she has to already have been in a rhythm.
Right.
So you're trying to bring something out on the Billboard Awards that you've only rehearsed, but you haven't inhaled it or lived it.
Yeah,
so that's
probably
why it had a few glitches.
And then we see why you can do it in the videos, but not on stage.
Right.
Ooh. Like, because my other thing is this. Like, there's something about female rappers where it's like, I don't know who's telling you to move like a dude, but like, you're a woman. Own that shit.
She's from Queens.
Get your pussy.
With her fist up too.
She mad.
Get your pussy hop. Like,
what? Oh, that girl.
She's hood. Instead of being sexy with it, like, you know.
She hood.
Hey.
But overall, I gotta say, I was thoroughly entertained by the Billboard Awards.
Okay.
Drake took a number from Miss Britney Spears and performed at the... outside the Bellagio with the waterfall.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
And it was fire.
Everything.
But you know, I just had to throw that in there because I don't need him staking claim that he was the first because he wasn't.
All right.
But let's talk about it because last night there was a little event. Miss Sia Amon.
Yeah.
Oh,
was I invited?
Yeah.
You were.
Oh my God.
Don't worry. Queens didn't make tickets to my event either. She has back.
But you know, I love her so much.
Girl, she don't even be showing up to the show. Right?
She be making them bands and papers.
I'll be working. Right? I'm sorry, I got a new love for hair. Yeah. So
it's beautiful too.
Being that I got a new love for hair, it's like that's the only thing that I'm locked in because I want to get to the next level. I'm sorry, it ain't about me. It's about you right now. But I'm just telling you, you know, don't charge it to my heart because I never used to miss none of your shit. It's just I got this new life, this new
I
fire.
I got this joy coming in my bones.
I got this new life. I do.
No, I understand.
I do.
That's where I'm at right now, too. So I totally get it.
So where are you at right now?
I'm just locked in. You know, I'm really locked in and more focused than I've ever been, ever. I'm really excited about just where I'm headed and what I'm working on. I'm excited for people to see it, to be a part of it.
And you're doing something different with this project.
I am.
Oh, man.
I am. Private Reserve is the first visual since the project has been out. So I'm just, like, really excited about it. That's all I can really say.
So we're going to play, because it drops tomorrow.
It drops
officially.
Tomorrow, yes.
So we're just going to play the intro, and y'all aren't even ready for this, because we've played all of Sia's videos here. But this one is...
Is this one Apple?
Another, like,
it's,
a whole elevated situation.
Okay, because I want to... So here we have... Right now.
Oh, Private Reserve. It's on the Blue Dream
Project. Blue Dream Project.
Okay. I could buy the Blue Dream Project on Apple Music, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
So, y'all, here it is. Sia Amoon, Private Reserve.
And on a mission in search of self.
The year is 3010. Planetary missions are a regular thing amongst our people. We reached this planet that was known not to have any life at all. But we see NASA lied.
I can feel their energy.
We're landing.
So strong. Why do I belong here?
Their buildings and people. We see people.
No.
They look like me. Feels like they're calling from the inside.
Duchess!
I can't stop it. I love this feeling.
Ooh. I can't wait to see it.
All right, wait. America. Now, because America.
I cannot wait to see it. What I'm going to go there, to that town.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's going to be lit.
What?
I can't wait to see that.
What?
See it, queen.
That's giving movie.
Right.
It's a movie. It's a movie. It's a movie.
Who did that?
I did it.
Nice.
I love
it.
Okay, so when do we see this?
It comes out tomorrow.
Okay. 12
you could have seen last night.
Right.
Okay, so tell us about the concept of this. So 3010, why are we in the future?
Okay, so the whole concept of the story, it really is like my life, too, but it's just I'm sent on, I'm on this mission in search of self. So I find this planet that was said to have no life on this planet, and there's people here. And they look like me. And it's cool. That's my sister and my niece in the video. But they look like me, and it's just kind of like, wow, like how it is, how you're here on a journey, you're here on a journey. So I'm sent, and I kind of find myself. The whole video is coming into yourself, being reborn. And, yeah, I don't want to give too much away from the actual video. But that's the overall concept, is just really being in search of self and coming into yourself and accepting who you are, owning who you are, and being a private reserve. I really want to stress or promote just being exclusive again. Mm. Like, I feel like we've been thoughting long enough, twerking it, dropping it like it's hot, and being that bad bitch for long enough. So now it's like, okay, I want to be private reserve.
I
want to be special.
I want to hire you. I want you to film me a hair video out there.
40-30.
Like I want a movie. That is this shit, and this is a clip.
For
this,
real.
My mind is blown.
I see Wink Lux. Just the UFOs right over all
the No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, I'm thinking director. You think your life is going one way.
Yeah.
But you about to sprout into something else, honey. Yeah.
That's
no,
a documentary
I really
right
have
on.
A deep love and passion for editing and directing videos now. And I'm excited, not even just from the artist standpoint, but even with Flowers being my first video that I directed.
Which was absolutely mind-blowing, but this is...
Yeah, I'm really, really excited. I got to give my dad credit.
Yay,
gotta
give my dad.
Me and my dad stayed up, till 7 in the morning the first night I got the footage back, and he just really sat down with me and helped me. Edit and really
We're on the network, so let's just really talk about it. That we're here in 2017, and as a black woman, you took the power within your own self to get all the tools that you needed to say, fuck whoever thinks that they're going to stop me, and I'm going to put my shit together myself.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you. Girl.
This is some love.
Thank you guys so much. I love you guys.
All right, so Midnight, where can everyone go to see this?
It's not Midnight. It's an afternoon, and siaamoon.com.
Boom.
12 o'clock.
Y'all can purchase the
blue. 12 o'clock.
What me too.
Like Usher on the dot, and I jump. Okay.
Right.
And then you guys can also get the Blue Dream Project.
Yes,
it's available
everywhere.
So please make sure you own that.
Yeah. We're talking after we leave. I don't mind giving you my coin. No, okay. For real. Where was you at? Jacob's Ladder? What's that place called?
Yeah, where is this?
I shot it in the desert.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like you found a ghost town?
Right.
Honestly, it's really amazing. I didn't want to like tell too much on how we put the video together.
Because it's probably legal.
Just because. I just kind of want to leave it open. But we did guerrilla shoot the entire video. It was just kind of like, let's go. And we just stumbled upon this little town, and I'm like, Duchess, we have to use this. Like, and then it ended up being, you know, a main part of the video.
Like, even just the circle with the trees, like, to Chima,
what
like,
the just, fuck?
Everything.
Look, you're gonna
look
trip when you see the whole video. Oh,
what? Yeah. What you gotta draw?
Like,
okay.
We need to be high and watch this.
Yeah, we need to be high.
Y'all need to be off that private reserve when y'all watch it.
Oh, I'm saying.
Man.
Growth is inevitable.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
And
it's
you,
a beautiful thing,
yo,
so.
Like, okay, I'm not gonna get too deep, but you're literally growing in front of our eyes.
Yes.
And like that trip to London, whatever you did, what you did, but it's like you're coming back on some other
steroids.
I'm like, yo, I don't even know what to say.
Like the voiceovers.
Like
the
what is going on?
Yeah.
I want to hire you for a project. I'm letting you know that right now.
Let's
I'll be the first
it.
One on the books.
Let's
I want to hire
it.
You for a project. This right here is monumental. There's people who are in this industry who don't even go this hard. You did this shit yourself.
But first of all,
the quality
too. And of course, the quality is beastly.
Yeah. Shout out to Mike and Kiara. Kiara's dancing in the video.
Yeah.
My girl from Flowers too. And Mike helped me put the crew together. So. Yeah, man. It came together.
It came together?
Bitch, Netflix is going to have a movie putting
that,
this up like a lemonade.
I hope so. That's actually what is like
the
goal. Yeah, I would love for something like that to happen.
It can.
Yeah.
Netflix,
it's cool because Ashtray and Bay was supposed to be the single right after. And then when we were doing this video, I'm like, dang, instead, why am I focusing on that, and this is the perfect setup for Ashtray and Bay, so I think it's cool.
So we're gonna just get a whole little.
We're gonna do all the songs.
She don't now. She can do all the songs because she don't need nobody to do it for her.
Right?
She got her people. Good for freaking you.
Built your tribe.
I can't wait until 12 o'clock tomorrow.
I can't.
Can you remind me?
Yeah,
I will.
Well,
I'll send you. I'm gonna text you the link
on
my website. Siaamoon.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you guys have it. Private reserve tomorrow. Make sure you guys check it out. All right. Next, we got Miss Nia. The song is called "Sideline" with Jasmine Sullivan. These two women just like.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I love this. Actually,
take a look.
This is crazy.
Yeah, this is crazy.
But I don't really have it. But I'm giving you all of me. when I only get half of you.
Yeah,
sometimes I'm way too understanding, and I give too many chances. I keep making up excuses while you make off like a bandit. But now it's getting harder to ignore. Still felt so little, but I was so far from you, my dear.
Okay.
I'm better than you make me feel. Told me you'd love me, and so I know it's real. You know I try to believe in us, try to believe in us, but it gets hard.
Nia and Jasmine Sullivan, Sideline. The tone of their voices, right?
Yeah, they go together.
And what I love, it's so many times artists or singers like Jasmine Sullivan get overlooked because they're so vocally advanced, and it's hard for people to like really embrace and accept them. But for her, she's like, she's more than just Jasmine Sullivan, the voice. Like, she's really turning into like her own artist. And the style, switching it up, and just really being artistic. I love
last album.
Masterpiece.
Was on point.
Yeah, that was.
Love that album.
Yeah. Ooh, come on, Jazzy.
All right, so the album I've been on right now, you got this. It's called Boy Who Cried Freedom. It's Jacob Banks. We've played his videos before. His videos are iconic. Like, this man is on some Sia Moon-ish right here. Like, every song is just has a message to it. The video, the visuals behind it are just... I can't. Like, this is where we need to be moving as artists, you guys. So I'm just, this is, see, every day we put these these shows together very well, y'all. All right, so we're going to take a look at this. And then after that, we're going to have a little performance coming up. So here it is, Jacob Banks, Chain Smoking.
Okay.
It's getting harder to breathe. Chain smoking your love. Can't be good for my sanity. Can't be good for my lungs. Chain smoking your love. Chain smoking your love. I know my lease is up and the bailiff's at the door, and still I'm hanging on to the life we had before. I know this crowded love won't lead me to the Lord. Although I'm black and blue, I'm begging you for more. It's getting harder to breathe. Chain smoking your love. Can't be good for my sanity. Can't be good for my lungs. Chain smoking your love. Chain smoking your love. Chain smoking your love. Chain smoking your love. We watched the water rising, waiting by the shore.
I need this record.
Okay.
Jacob Banks, Chain Smoking.
Jacob Banks.
Such a soulful voice right there.
Yeah.
I'm so into it. All right, you guys. So, Queen, set this up for us right now. So, Miss Amira, you met her, you said, in London, right?
Yes. This is Amira, a.k.a. Bang Bang. I call her Bang Bang. I met Amira.
Where did Bang Bang come from?
Bang Bang come from when she was a background singer for Lady Gaga. Okay. That was the name that they called her, Bang Bang. I actually met her in London when I went to London to do the Gaga bandmates hair or whatever. She was one of them, my friend Lanisha or whatever. And... when we got back to America, Queen, I did her hair, and then we've been, like, close ever since, but her voice is super amazing, and I just want everybody to really embrace it and get into it.
And we played a single called Freedom I want to say
when
you first came back,
when I first came back, yeah, we played one of her songs because I've known her for years. When I first came back, we did play one of her songs a while ago or whatever. But now you guys get to hear her voice, and I absolutely love it. Like I can't even go into before when we did a big recording, like some big production. We'll talk about that later. But Amira.
So let's take a look.
A look at Amira.
Ladies and gentlemen, live in studio, Miss Amira performing Configuration.
Configuration. Give it all you got.
You know you still care. You know you still love me. So stop disobeying and denying your heart. Don't keep it from me. You know you still care. You know you still need me. So don't separate this divine lifetime of our configuration. Every day gets a little colder, and I find myself chasing old memories. I tell myself you can move on. Fragments of yesterday's maybes, blinded behind roses glass, but that's just the way it goes. You know you still care. You know you still love me. And denying your heart, don't keep it from me. You know you still care. You know you still need me. So don't separate this divine lifetime of our configuration. See, every night gets a little harder, and I find myself chasing old memories. I tell myself you can move on. A stranger in the crowd, I miss the smell of your cologne.
A stranger in his world,
but I don't wanna be alone. I gave my heart and got it back, and now it's black and blue. You're so far gone, nothing can bring me back to you. To love me, oh, don't keep it from me, baby. No, you still care. You know you still need me. Divine lifetime of our configuration. I gave my heart, but you're so far gone. You know you still care. You still need me.
Still love me.
No, 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 no.
Don't keep it
no.
From me.
You know you still care. You know you still need me. Lifetime of our configuration. You know you still care. You know you still need me. So don't disobey and deny in your heart. Don't keep it from me. See, you know you still care. You know you still love me. So don't separate this divine lifetime of our configuration.
Hey! Hey. Girl, you better sing.
Configuration. We're going to bring her back to the table. But first, check out this other track off her EP, Teriyaki. The song's called Good Deed.
Hey.
Play by the king for love is all I bring. All the music come here and I should Jenny come for rock and come for swing, yeah.
Sexy face, smile.
Amira, Good Deed off Teriyaki. Go ahead, Amira. Yeah. Girl, you're going to have me in my bedroom all weekend.
Okay, right.
Queen knew what. Queen knew what to bring in. Hey, all right, so let's talk about it. So configuration.
Yes. Yeah.
Where did we come up with that? Yeah. Like, what was the whole... How'd you configure that?
Well, you know, I write and I sing and all that. So basically what I did was took some experiences, wrote kind of like a letter, something that I would want to say to the person who the song is about, mm-hmm. and I just kind of put it with the beat. Mm. And I have this producer, his name is Rakesh Dakulo. He's from Holland, and he got a whole bunch of musicians together in Costa Rica, and they recorded the beat live, so it's actual instruments.
Wow. Really?
What's your background? Right. I said, what's your background?
My father's Jamaican, uh-huh. and then my mother's American.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Dope.
Now, how did you initially...
See what I mean? Little fusion in there.
Mm-hmm. Y'all together will make something real feisty. Yeah.
And it's so funny, too, because you've also worked with Lady Gaga, mm-hmm. in a sense. You got wrote a track for her.
Yep.
And you did perform. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
got the collab.
It was a good day today.
Right. It always works out.
It's crazy. And then when she came in with The Rock, I was like, girl, ooh. If you know who her brother is.
Right.
Okay, so how did you get started with singing? How did you know, like, it was going to be, like, a career versus just, like, hum a little tune?
Well, I mean, I always liked to sing. I went to a performing arts school, and I did the whole play, musical theater, and then I just started auditioning, you know. I just started auditioning because I loved musicals, and then after that, I just kind of took off.
And now, what was that experience like, first going to work with a pop star of that capacity?
Right. Well, first I was on Making His Band. You know, the show with Diddy.
Oh, yeah.
So that was my first one. I did an open call audition in Chicago. And
so for Danity Kane?
No, the very last one, Making
His Band.
Making His Band. Yep. Ooh,
you see that new one they're about to drop?
The they're boy about band to do another one?
It's called Boy Band. It's not with Diddy, though. It's with Baby Spice and Lance. Baby Spice from the Spice Girls.
Wait, but aren't the Spice Girls reuniting, though? Yeah. That's a whole other conversation.
Okay, but anyway, Amira.
So, Lady Gaga. So, you get on tour with Lady Gaga.
And that was amazing. Traveled everywhere.
Was it the Monster Tour?
The Monster Ball Tour.
Oh, God.
Yes.
So, that was amazing.
That was amazing. Yeah. Working with Lorianne, working with Gaga, Joe Flip Wilson. It was just like a crash course in music industry and creative directing and writing and dance, everything, because we did it all.
What's something you thought you knew, and then when you worked with them, you're like, oh, shit.
Discipline.
Oh, how so?
Being on time. You know, we would have to catch bullet trains to different cities in Japan. And discipline, for sure. You got to be on time. You got to know your stuff. You got to practice, rehearse. So that's one thing that I didn't know that I would have to really work on. You know, it is a professional setting.
Mm-hmm. And then as far as your sound, so what is your sound? And then now this new project, Teriyaki, why the name?
Well, okay, so you know when people ask you about your personality or what makes you different from other people, you kind of think of, like, what's my flavor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I took it. I'm like, not quite Sriracha, not quite Louisiana Red Hot. So I'm going to just go ahead and teriyaki, sweet, a little sour.
Okay.
Everyone loves teriyaki. Right. You can put it on rice, you can put it on fish, you can take it anywhere.
Chicken,
you
know?
Exactly. And it's a little spicy, but then it's a little sweet, but then it could be sour, you know? So it's just like, if you were to describe yourself, what flavor would you be? And I'm teriyaki.
So this album is very personal.
Yes. Very personal. All the songs, Good Deeds, I originally wrote for Mr. Vegas.
Oh.
And, you know, he's gospel now.
Oh,
so he
really?
Was like, well, let's do this. Let's switch the words to where you're talking about yourself from a girl's point of view. Because I don't know if you were listening to the lyrics, but it's kind of talking about cheating on your dude, you know, sneaking out. So that one in particular, I kind of just switched roles. But every other song on there I wrote, and has a lot to do with my life in 2016.
Right. Now,
what a year.
What are you working on as far as visuals for this?
Well, we're going to shoot a video to Configuration, and we're definitely going to do a video to Good Deeds.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. And then for Bolivia, I wanted to do a short film, so.
Might have to call Sierra.
Oh, I'm calling her. We're talking after this. Okay, so I'm going to need.
Might have to call Sierra Moon, director. Shit. Yeah,
sure.
Y'all will see something from her. Fuck that. Sorry. Man. All right. Sorry. Anyway. What? She blew my mind. Oh, anyway, go ahead. Yeah. I'm still loyal.
The sound here, like, I mean, for you to be, you have obviously traveled the world with your music specifically. World-wise, what do you want to bring to the sound here in America?
Well, I mean, for me, I just want to have that fusion, you know, because I've done different type of genres, like, all my life. Mm-hmm. Queen knows. Yeah. I have a blues album out.
Yes, she does.
You know, on Amazon and iTunes called Bop Dudek.
So I have a blues album. What made you switch from...
Well, that project was kind of like... the musical theater project. You know, like, I met Jimmy and we were working, like, he loved my voice and was like, I have the perfect project. So that was more like a project, you know? Okay. But Teriyaki, I actually took my time. I found the musicians. I worked with the producer and I wrote all the songs, you know? Okay. So it's like me. And then I put myself in it because, you know, my father is Jamaican. Mm-hmm. My mom is American. So when I fuse that together, it's like, you know, a little reggae here, a little pop, a little R&B.
So the blues album was almost like a nice little safe segue to get you out here, kind of like to learn how to put a project together.
Yeah, for sure. That was Bop Dudek. That was like
you should sing musical. What was this? The train. What is? You
train just, kept rolling.
Yeah, because the train. Because
I love blues, you know. But I guess different points of your life. I'm sure you can relate. Like you just into different stuff, mm-hmm. different
and you're
music
growing too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Boy.
Queen killing the hair.
I'm trying to grow, but I see growth in this room, amen. Moving right along. We're everybody.
Yeah. Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
So what do you have?
He got four pack, y'all. He been working out. Jesse got a four pack.
Coming. Get rid of those 2 liters.
She's a director, and she's in her zone. She just had an amazing album release party out here in L.A. A great turnout or whatever.
It's and I did like, a tour in January.
And see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Duchess, of course, is, y'all already know about Duchess. Duchess is always here. Duchess is always on the low. Duchess see every fucking thing.
And we got records
And records it. And we got Mr. Carter with his bunny ears growing back on his cheeks. But
first of all, going through his transformation because he got a project he working
right.
on.
Right.
So, okay. Do we have to interview him?
When he's ready to drop
his project. Yeah, when it drops, you already know, though.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay, so how are we finishing, both of you ladies, how are we finishing out 2017? Like, what's the kind of plan with Teriyaki?
Well, I'm doing another tour in August.
Okay.
So it's going to be a West Coast tour. I'm doing that. I'm going to do some music videos and keep promoting, keep pushing it.
And where can everyone follow you and keep up with where you're going to be touring?
You can follow me at Amira Amira on Instagram, but you can also go to my website, which is amiramusic.com.
Boom. See how you finishing it up.
We're gearing up for a tour as well.
Hey.
I just did some auditions and put my band together, so I got some good stuff cooking up for you guys.
Wow.
And we're just going to really, like, I think, finish strong doing that. I'm definitely going back overseas. And just we just want to really spend time promoting the project instead of just kind of rushing by it and acting like it's not as important as it is. You know, we're gonna really spend some time on it,
because that can happen, especially for independent artists. Like you get so caught up in I gotta keep up with the industry that it's well shit, that was a dope ass project.
Mm-hmm. And you really can even do it yourself.
Yeah,
you know, even now, like, and all that.
People, we are actually.
Yeah, that's my
And people keep like, well, when's the next project coming out? What, you know, I'm just like, this one just came out. You gotta live with this
right,
for a little while.
Taste the teriyaki all year.
Okay, for real.
Y'all gonna get Blue Dreamed out. Okay? Or not.
Y'all be smoking the Blue Dream while eating the teriyaki. And we also seen you and Duchess last week in, Oh my God,
Candace
is really good.
Yeah, yeah, that's my girl.
Cute. Loved it.
Yeah.
All right. So before we finish it out, though, we got some more music videos that we didn't get to last week. I don't know if you guys know Vince Staples. I know I've proclaimed him as my baby daddy several times here on the show. He just dropped his new single "Big Fish" with a video, and I want to be in the boat. Take a look.
Got you. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night ballin', so far from my past misfortune. No sleeping, late nights, no eating, gun squeezing. I'm a real artesian, Ramona. I was round that counter, still down, I'm a north-north soldier. G-slide, right down Sawyer, when we slide, you won't see morning. Another story of a young black man trying to make it up out that gym. Goddamn, back, let me make my bends. Got plans, if you hatin', don't shake my hand. Take it easy, homie, reminiscing, sitting in that Benz of the 22 bus stop way back when with the 22 five shot eyes on scan for the click clack clap of the boop bop bam.
Vince Staples, Big Fish. Popping track.
Yo, that's a slap right there. Okay. For sure.
And the video is so different.
So clean.
Yeah, I love the simplicity, but it's like dope. It's like, okay.
The texture of the water.
Right. It's just, I'll be looking at all like, director mode all the time. Now I'm like, okay. Like
my
that
brain
shot
just
right
clicks
there.
About to say, well, I need to find out how much it costs to rent a yacht so that we can do our videos.
I'm trying to figure out if y'all using drones, airplanes, these angles.
Everybody's using drones these days.
You can get the one that looks just as big as the Samsung phone and just float on up in the air and record your shit. Mm-hmm. All right, next. I've never heard of Yellow Claw before. Y'all ever heard of Yellow Claw?
Where did you find this?
Right on. You know, I'd be searching.
Were you high?
I actually wasn't. This was a last minute ad, and I heard him. I was like, wow, he's actually kind of dope, and I can't believe I've never heard of him before.
Okay.
All right, so his name's Yellow Claw, and he's featuring Moxie and Jonah. Take a look. The song's called Open. Let's take a moment and see how far we can explore.
EDM.
Body to body, your thin slip be open. I like that location too.
Right?
Where is it? Let's find it. Bottle rockets are blowing. Hits are exploring. Position myself. I like. Whiskey makes me controlling. I care for nothing. Let go.
That's definitely LA. Yellow Claw featuring Moxie, Jonah. The song is called Open.
You know what? You
fun
know,
little
let
bop.
Me, let me just say something. You know what's super dope? All these independent artists now got the juice.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They understand, like, all this shit that the record companies was charging people millions and hundreds of thousands of dollars to do.
Apple gave it to them for free.
These people, right? Not only Apple, like, these people, everybody has the opportunity now to do it on their own dime, which cost them what? Little to no money.
I could get into a whole religious conversation about this.
And literally get these visuals. Right. All you need is creative people to get these visuals. Yep. I am so happy that people are independent now.
And
because
watch television in the studios. I just had this conversation about religion, and then because it's about the devil and God and why this is happening right now. That's for a whole nother show, another episode, because that's a 45-minute discussion on its own.
Right.
But also, I had this discussion because I'm seeing it with music, and I want people in the entertainment industry, in the film industry, to understand, because we believe ABC, NBC, these
big networks
have all this power.
Yeah.
Nah, motherfucker.
We got the juice.
Monique, you mad at Oprah? Fine, be mad at Oprah and be mad at whoever you want. You have the power. Stop depending on Hollywood. Stop giving Hollywood the power.
So much power.
That's the thing. Yeah. You got this. You got that's like you don't need Hollywood to distribute. No, you need Instagram, YouTube,
and a
you
couple dollars.
Okay,
and a
couple yeah, of dollars. Dollars.
All the technology,
some
yeah.
faith
is
and belief in yourself, yeah.
where it's at. And so yeah. this final video, I wanted to play her last week. Her name is Amandla Stenberg. Have you guys heard of her?
Yeah, right. I like Amandla.
She's dope. Like yeah. a dope little situation. But again, like here we are. The song is a cover. Let My Baby Stay. Take a look.
I was made to love her. Been working at it.
She looked like Parker McKenna, just with no hair.
Half of my life.
But again, the simplicity.
I've been in
it's all about the right shots.
Yep.
It's all about the right shots.
And she's been good
hey.
To me.
So cute.
Get it, girl.
Far as I can tell, she's happy.
Gives me Sid vibes from the internet.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
even the way the video shot.
Yeah. Everybody on their phone. Zombieland.
Yep.
Just swaying.
That's how it is.
Right, real life.
Beautiful. Amandla Stenberg, Let My Baby
yeah, like
Stay.
Wow.
Isn't she an actress, too, right?
Yeah. That's how I knew her as an actress. I didn't know.
What actress is she?
But I feel like we're used to her with big curls, right?
Yes,
right.
This girl had hair. She, that's why I said she looked like Parker McKenna, but who is this?
Amandla.
Oh, she was in Hunger Games.
Yes, she was the little girl. The little girl.
This is Ro?
Yes.
No.
Wait. No.
That's not Ro.
No, not Ro.
That's not Ro.
No, she was in Hunger Stenberg. She was in a TV show, though. That's where I'm like, really?
Shoot, that is her with the big curly hair. But that's not the, she's not Hunger Game girl, but she,
That's a guy to be, because I was like, I'm looking at, you know, there aren't a lot of Amandlas, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the heck this girl in? But I want to say it was a TV, Mr. Robinson, Hunger Games, Columbiana.
She did do
one of
those. Columbiana! The one who was at the table and stamped the man in the leg.
She was a little girl.
That is Ro.
Yeah. Wow. I'm telling I just remember with the
she
curls.
She grew up, yeah.
Like, yeah, and this,
I love that music
sound?
Is the center of
like
everybody's
it.
Heart.
I'm today has been a mind-blowing day. Like, yup, there she go. Thank you, yup.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure
look at
her.
God
that's
right
her.
There.
That's cool.
Oh, that's
crazy.
Oh, wow.
And that's one of my movies right
now. Yeah, okay. Columbiana.
Yeah, that part was
she
so
stabbed
sad.
That nigga in the leg.
That was my part.
She's jumping and diving. I'm like, her father taught her well.
Right.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, she better do that. That song was there right
that's
there.
That's the sound. That's coming out of that girl. Like, okay.
Wow. Well, and she shaved
her
head. So you
she's
don't see her hair.
Mm. Yeah. She on another level.
She's very ahead.
Yeah,
very
she's
ahead.
On another level.
Even
with
she
video.
Like called out Kylie Jenner on appropriation and
oh,
all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like she's ahead.
Oh yeah, wow. And wait. That's what, no, you know where all this is, the name is really stemming from? She's actually working on her own comic book to create a female black comic hero. Like, she's
oh, wow.
That's what she's
that's
been
incredible.
Working on.
Oh,
with somebody,
that
I
is,
can't
that's
remember
huge.
Who. Because that name, I was just like, Amandla Stenberg, that's coming from something. All right, well, look at that. All right, what a day of inspiration, y'all. Here at the beat. Okay.
Wow.
Well, one last time, ladies, where can everyone follow you? Where can everyone keep up with your projects?
You can follow me at Amira Amira on Twitter, Instagram. Also, you can find me on amiramusic.com.
You can find your favorite girl everywhere online at Sia Amun, Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud, SiaAmun.com. The Blue Dream Project is on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, everywhere.
And 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock tomorrow, Private Reserve will be up on SiaAmun.com.
Hey, yes, Mr. Yes. Carter.
Y'all can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter, though.
Boom.
Not with a though.
It is with a though.
He changed
I changed my handle.
Because he got rid of the deleted page, though.
Yeah.
I love that, though.
That drives me crazy. Oh, man. Queen. Hi, everybody. You already know you can find me at Queen Wink on Instagram and Twitter at Queen Live on. I'm sorry. At Queen Wink on Instagram and Snapchat, at Queen Live on Twitter, and winklux.com for extensions. And y'all look out for the project coming with me and motherfucker Sia Amu for Wink Lux. Because
Queen
about
got a music video
on.
About to drop.
I got a movie. No, we're going to do it like a movie.
It's about to be
on and popping.
Let's do it.
It's the salon shop, not the barber shop. And it's her birthday this weekend.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Queen.
Sunday is my birthday.
She's a Gemini.
Geminis, we rule.
The only one that I like.
And I'll be back next week. I'm going to try my best to come back, but just understand, I got a burning desire right now in my mind for hair. Yeah. So
it's that's about education.
Education. I'm focused on the education portion of it. So,
education.
Know, still
on
love
y'all. All right, y'all can hit me up everywhere, DJ Jesse J. Also, make sure you guys hit us up at BHL The Beat across all social media platforms. And if you guys want a music video featured or you see a music video that you think should be featured, send it to us at bhlthebeat@gmail.com. Don't tweet it at me, because I will forget it, and then I ain't gonna tell Mr. Carter to put it in the email. So just send it to bhlthebeat@gmail.com, because I love you. Till next week. What?
I love you.
Teriyaki now in stores.
Teriyaki, Sia Moon, director. Yes. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.